This is the BBC Home Service. Thank you. In the last 3 years, war books have had the highest sales in the world, but nowhere else. Among the bestsellers were...
Reach for the Sky!
The Cruel Sea!
I Flew for the Fuhrer!
The Colnit Story!
The Hotnit Story! And now...
This is the BBC Home Service.
The story we tell tonight is one of courage, heroism, tenacity, of a man gifted with a great intellect. His name was...
Oh,
hello. No, not him. It was Seagoon MCC.
Yes, Seagoon MCC. I was a Batman. Get it? Seagoon MCC, Batman?
The book, Seagoon MCC, is available in leather, paper, or book form. All in all, 16 brass and porridge-bound volumes, complete with color plates, words, pages, and needle-noddle-noo.
The foreword for this massive tome.
Tome? What's a tome?
Nobody, I live by myself.
The foreword for this tome was written by Field Marshal Eccles, who also wrote the backword. We proudly present...
Seagoon MCC! Chapter 1, 1939. I Join the Colors.
Man, welcome to the regiment.
Chapter 4, in which Neddy Seagoon is transferred to a more suitable regiment.
No, put me down! You can't do this to me!
Now, what have we got here?
A volunteer, sir. It's all a mistake, sir. It's all a mistake. I can't join. You can't take me. I'm an American, buddy, you see. I'm an American. I'm from the prairie. I'm from New York.
New York?
Yes.
Oh. Do you know the Bronx?
Know them well. I married their daughter, Gladys Bronk.
Oh. You'd better report to the American Army authorities just through there.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. You want to join the American Army, buddy?
No, I can't join. You see, I'm British.
I knew you weren't American the moment you mentioned your marriage to Gladys Bronk.
Why?
I am Gladys Bronk.
Darling, together again.
Shall we dance?
Come on.
That was the special happy ending for Housewives. Now, here is what really happened.
Sergeant, arrest that fat bladder of lard.
Hey, buddy, darling, no, I can't join the army. You see, I'm only 16.
Then you'll have to lie about your age.
I am lying about my age.
Congratulations, you're the first man to lie his way into the army. Next, please.
Curses, dear listeners. Dear listeners, all my cunning, skirt, urchin cut, high-heeled shoes had availed me naught. Never mind, dear listeners. No army could hold a Seagoon for long. I had ideas. After all, money talks.
I'm a threepenny bit.
Silence! I'll put the coppers on you.
Seagoon, why are you hanging around?
I'll tell you why. I took out a roll of pound notes and tossed the rubber band into his lap.
Wait, this rubber band is empty.
Chapter 5, in which Seagoon tries to work his ticket.
Yes. As I sat in my padded cell, chained to the wall in a double straitjacket, I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll act mad. Warner, I want to join the lovely British Army.
Sign here, please.
Chapter 6, in which Private Seagoon tries to work his ticket.
Yes. When the Blitz came, England was under a very heavy aerial bombardment, mainly from the air. I thought of a mad, harebrained scheme that would surely prove I was unfit for military service.
Nip right, nip right, nip right, nip right, nip right.
Private Seagoon! Halt!
Private Seagoon, from the right!
Number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Private Seagoon, all correct in present, sir.
Stand you, sir. Neddy, you know that idea you submitted?
The one about filling bags of skin with gas and letting them up on pieces of string above London to frighten enemy aircraft?
Yes, that one.
Anyone thinking of an idea like that should be thrown out of the army, eh?
Look up there in the sky.
Bags of skin and pieces of string. My idea.
Yes, barrage balloons. And as a token of gratitude, the War Office have granted you promotion.
Chapter 7, in which Lance Corporal Seagoon tries to work his ticket.
This time, I decided to take my crazy scheme to another quarter, to some real idiot.
At the time, I was heavily engaged in the defense of London. See also the war memoirs of Major Dennis Bloodnock, professional coward, price 2 shillings.
I'd expected to find the Major in a sumptuous Whitehall office.
Ah, but no. I was a simple soldier and content to defend London from a quiet country field in a little iron room 500 feet below ground. I surrender! I surrender! Deutschland, Deutschland, Oberreich!
It's Corporal Siegel!
What? There'll always be an England. Come in there. Have they invaded yet?
No, sir.
Chant.
Yes.
Hold down that German flag.
Right.
Major, you're not thinking of surrender.
What? A Bloodnock never surrenders. I never get near enough. See also my war biography, A Bloodnock Never Surrenders, by Major Dennis Bloodnock, POW. Now, would you care to join me in a small shot of schnapps?
I don't like small schnapps shots, sir.
Say that again.
I don't risk it.
Personally, I don't blame you. However, now... To whom do I owe the honor of this visit?
Me.
What a brilliant description.
He don't have a know.
Sit here, please, yes.
Mm. I crept into a concrete safe with him.
I'll just put on my 8 steel hats, 3 gas masks, and strap on this stirrup pump. Ah, there. Now, let them come. Now, what is it?
Major, did you know England is under a heavy air offensive?
I had heard rumors, yes.
Major, I have a brilliant plan.
That sounds like a brilliant plan. If it works, I shall accept the responsibility. If it fails, it was all his idea in the first place.
Aside, good. If it went wrong, I would be blamed. And then I'd get my ticket. Normal. Aloud. This is the idea. Build cardboard tanks, put them on Salisbury Plain, and the Germans will waste thousands of bombs on them.
Grab me Scalibus and thud me Gringes. You must be mad.
Yes, that's it. I'm mad. You tell my CEO, won't you? I'm mad. Ha ha, mad. Oh.
Get out of here, you naughty doggy. Get out of here. Follow my secret heart till I find you. Hello, War Office? Ah, yes. I've had a brilliant idea. Look, why don't we build cardboard tanks and...
So my plan was put into operation. 3 weeks later, the air over Salisbury Plain was vibrant with the sound of German aircraft.
What a sight it was. I saw it all on the newsreel. The silly Germans swallowed the bait and bombed the cardboard tanks.
This is the BBC Home Service. Last night, fleets of German bombers dropped cardboard bombs on Salisbury Plain.
What? What? See also my book. It wasn't my idea in the first place, price 1 and 9.
See also my book. Then why did Bloodnock take the credit, price 1 shilling?
See also, it looked good on paper, price 6 pence.
See also, Bloodnock tried to deceive me, price 3 pence.
See also, why don't you shut up, price 2 pence.
See also, how dare you speak to me like that, a penny?
See also, take that.
Ooh.
Post free.
See, Orson, my sickle! Take that!
See, also, I was Tito's pianist by Max Geldray in The Plain Rappers.
See you all, so I marched him in, price 10 shillings.
Corporal Seagoon! Halt! Corporal Seagoon, from the right, number down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10!
Seagoon, all Gregory and Brian.
Seagoon, Bloodnock accuses you of initiating the cardboard tank idea.
That's right, all mine. All my crazy idea. Anybody who comes out with an idea like that should be thrown out of the army, eh? Shouldn't they?
Look out of the window.
Tanks.
Yes. We were able to build them out of all those lovely cardboard bombs the Germans dropped. Thanks to you, Sergeant Seagoon.
Sergeant! No. Before I sew the tapes on, sir, I have another idea.
You have?
What? Yes, just a moment. I'll have to think of it. Yes. The Germans are only separated from us by the channel, eh? Which is only 21 miles wide.
Actually, it's 22.
I knew it was 22 all the time. I was keeping the real distance a secret.
Were you?
Yes.
Have a grenade.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9!
Now, Seagoon. What is this brilliant plan of yours?
Captain, supposing the channel was 100 miles across, wouldn't that make the Germans think twice about invading us?
Well, that would certainly deter them.
Yes, they'd have to make a detour. Get it? A detour!
Have a grenade.
Number! Right to three, four, five, six, seven, eight!
One moment, Captain Greenpoint. One moment, please. As commander of the fried French forces, I think that this lad's idea is very good. Tell me, little nation of shopkeepers, how do you intend making the channel 100 miles wide?
That, gentlemen, is your worry.
And this is yours.
Number 187!
We're wearing him down, dear listeners.
Very well. See also my book. I said very well, price £8. Gentlemen, I'll lay my cards on the table. I'll give you an idea that will win the war, provided you give me my discharge from the army.
It's a deal. As soon as the war is over, you will be discharged from the army.
Right. Now, this is it. Build a full-scale cardboard replica of England.
Oh.
Anchor it off the coast of Germany. Then, when the Germans have invaded it, we tow it out to sea and pull the plug out.
Build a replica, you said.
Build a replica.
Wait a moment. I don't know the meaning of the word replica.
That's your pigeon.
So it is. And it's got a dictionary strapped to its leg. And here under the R is the word replica. Meaning model of.
Who could build this replica?
Before I answer that, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Who can build this replica? Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Meantime, in the house of the well-known cardboard contractor on the coast of Eastbourne.
Dear. You can't get the wood, you know that. I'll be over by Christmas, everybody. Oh.
Have you seen my teeth, Henry?
Oh, Uncle Oscar's lost his teeth.
I had them this morning. I had them first thing this morning, and
released all my pigeons.
You shouldn't
stop in there so long.
I had them when I
money.
Lost my teeth.
Yeah, I know.
This went on for some time.
It's the invasion. We'll all be invaded in our bedroom.
Anybody?
He speaks English.
These Germans are very clever. They speak German as well, I know.
Step nearer, and we'll take off our gas masks.
Yes.
Dear patriotic old couple, I'm British. I can prove it by the horse I'm riding.
How?
Go on, tell him.
Yeah, he's British.
How do I know the horse is telling the truth?
Have you ever heard of a horse telling a lie?
Oh, he's got you there, Henry.
Yes.
You better uncouple the locks and let him
in.
I better
let him in.
Thank you. Now, which one of you two is Mr. Crun?
I'm Miss Bannister.
Never mind who you are. Which one is Henry Crun?
Don't tell him, Henry.
No.
I'm not going to tell him, Min. In any case. In any case. Why do you want to know my name?
Mr. Crun, you make cardboard models and scenery.
If I was Mr. Crun, which I'm not admitting. Yes, I do.
Well, I'm Eddie Seagoon, and I'm acting for Captain Gritpipe Thin.
Why?
He's a very bad actor.
He's British.
So is the Royal Engine Quartet.
On your marks, get set, now ready, go. Everybody razzle-dazzle, everybody. everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, if it's all night long. Now here's a dance everyone can do. It's the Happy Cats dance and the Square Cats too. Won't you take a chance? Here's all you do. You just take your baby, don't you leave that spot. Then you dance like crazy, if you're ready or not. That's the razzle dazzle, if you're ready or not. On your marks, get set, now ready, go. Everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, if it's all night. Everybody razzle dazzle, if it's all night long. Ooh, everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle dazzle, razzle dazzle dazzle dazzle, razzle dazzle dazzle all night long.
See, also, you can't get the musician's price 3 shillings.
Mr. Crun, as I was saying, have you a full-scale cardboard replica of England?
Oh, I'm sorry. The last one was sold this morning.
Curses! Who bought it?
Oh, dear. A military-looking gentleman called Major Bloodnock.
Major Bloodnock? Bloodnock? Bloodnock. The name rings a bell. Yes.
I'm a bell ringer.
You are. You naughty bell ringer. What have you done with that full-scale cardboard replica of England?
Oh.
Open your coat. Oh. It's not there. Oh. Now, you're hiding it somewhere else.
Oh.
Lift up your hat.
Right.
Oh, hello.
Van Denickles, what are you doing under his hat?
I'm his barber.
Yes. He's the black sheep of the family.
Yeah. I'm Barbara Black Sheep.
Eccles, lift up your hat.
Okay.
Good heavens, a hat band.
Now you know where I sleep with my hat on.
I can't lie to you, Neddy. Look here. I'll tell you where the replica is. It's already being assembled off Liverpool in the River Mersey, ready for convoy.
Ah, I realized that my great plan was being put into operation, and unless I intercepted Colonel Gritpipe Thin and General Fried French Moriarty, they would claim the idea as theirs. I planned to capture them and force them to sign a document that would give me claim as the inventor and thus enable me to buy my freedom from the army. Thank you. To help me capture my two enemies, I hired 2 stalwart men. I was to meet them just outside Liverpool.
Shall I tell you something, Eccles? After the war, I'm going to write a book called I Was a Commando.
Fine.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. We are brave commanders, aren't we, Echo?
Sure.
You are a brave commander, and I am a brave commander.
Yeah. Fine, yeah.
Yes.
Both up. Yeah.
We're both brave.
Yeah.
Being brave, it is fine. Here!
What?
There's a spider crawling in my leg.
shows first-class cowards, Patch.
It's me, you fools! Come out of that dustbin!
We were just having dinner. Care to join us?
I raised the lid of the invitation.
Your hat and coat, sir.
Thank you.
Sit here, sir.
Thank you.
Ah, got you.
Quick, somebody put the lid on.
Neddy, you're not going to get away.
Trapped in a dustbin. Quick, pay off the van. I woke with a pain in my neck.
Yes. It was me.
Bloodluck, where are we?
Oh, that swine Moriarty kidnapped us in the dustbin and set us adrift on the cardboard replica of England. We're floating towards Germany, lad.
Ooh. See also my book. Ooh.
We'll all be killed.
Killed? A fate worse than death.
What happened?
Minnie, you here as well. Oh, let me help you up, my little flower.
I can get up myself.
My little self-raising flower. Oh.
I see it all now. Grit Pipe is making sure we're all killed by German bombers so that he can claim the idea as his. Well, he won't get away with it. I'm too clever. He won't get away with it, I tell you.
But I did. Next show, please.
You've been listening to the Goon Show.
Next announcer, please.
That was the Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Remington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.